Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Kip Strube. Today we are talking about the power of Zimbabweans living in the diaspora in bringing political change back home. But first, news from elsewhere. In Malawi, 35,000 backstreet abortions were carried out in 2020 and 2022 and 2023, according to his Minister of Health. These unsafe procedures are just one reason support for abortion rights has increased in recent years. Chimwame Patata has more from Lilongwe.
It has been 3 years since Malawi's parliament rejected a motion to even debate liberalizing abortion law. The existing law, which allows abortions only if the life and health of the mother is at risk, has resulted in thousands of women like Harim Shaibu experiencing complications from backstreet abortions.
A mixture of herbs together with soap was inserted in my vagina. A few hours later, I started bleeding, and that is how I lost my pregnancy.
Malawi Ministry of Health admits statistics indicate that between 2022 and 2023, 35,000 unsafe abortions were carried out, leading women to seek post-abortion care in government health facilities.
We hear reports that people are inducing abortions on themselves, which tend to have a lot of complications. In addition to anemia, they also have, they say, ruptured uteruses. In addition to that, they also have sepsis, whereby they tend to develop infection in the uterus or the entire reproductive system.
Women's rights advocates are continuing to push for abortion law reform that would expand the right to terminate a pregnancy. A bill would allow abortion if there is a possibility of harm to the mental or physical health of the woman, and in cases of incest, rape or sexual assault. Dr. Matthew Zingwale, the chairperson of the Parliamentary Committee on Health, says the current law is putting lives at risk.
Our concern is the deaths that are happening among us women in this country. And the people, women are dying. They are dying when actually our hospitals can save their lives. Now, the point is, should we just let our women die? When actually we can do something.
When the bill was originally announced in 2016, religious groups held mass demonstrations in protest and remained staunchly opposed to any liberalization of abortion laws.
From the side of the faith leaders, there was still a lot of resistance. And so that's why we tilted and started this decision. As I'm talking now, we are still doing this advocacy, this campaign.
Proponents of the bill are conducting door-to-door education in remote areas on the dangers of unsafe abortions as they push for parliament to take up debate. Chimwemwe Palata, VOA News, Lilongwe, Malawi.
In Zimbabwe, the tobacco season opened in Harare today, with small-scale farmers expressing concern over coming this payment system, in which they will receive at least 25% of their earnings in Zimbabwe dollars and the remainder in United States dollars. They want to be paid only in United States dollars, saying the Zimbabwe dollar does no longer have any value for buying food for anything. Officially launching this year's selling season in Harare today, Vice President Kosatinyo Chiwenga said Zimbabwe is expected to become a $5 billion tobacco industry by 2025, despite fears of a devastating drought feared by the El Nino weather phenomenon.
About the other sector, the mines, the minerals, but agriculture, with tobacco, currently in the health, plays a major role in our exports. This realization led to the launch of the Tobacco Value Chain Transformation Plan. The thrust of the transformation plan is to transform the tobacco value chain into a US 5 billion industry by next year, 2025. Yes, we have been affected by a reno, which has been explained by both the chairman and the honorable minister of land and agriculture. But this phenomenon is not new. We have had these experiences before, and we have come better each time.
That was Vice President Constantino Chiwenga speaking at the tobacco floors in Harare. Tobacco floors were pegged at a maximum of $44.92 a kilogram for the highest price produce and less than $1.40 per kilogram for poor quality supplies. Some farmers are crying foul over the low tobacco prices, noting that they are also not happy with the pricing structure in which they receive at least 25% of their earnings in Zimbabwe dollars. One of the disgruntled farmers is Macheke farmer Benedict Chesimfani. That was Macheke farmer Benedict Chesimfani. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic of the day. Zimbabweans living outside the country have a lot of influence on their relatives and friends back home, but indications are that there is almost nothing they can do to bring political change back home. Thousands of Zimbabweans live in South Africa, Britain, America, Australia, United Kingdom, and other nations. Some of them have been in opposition parties, including the Movement for Democratic Change, Citizens Coalition for Change, and others that appear doomed due to internal squabbles that have sucked in diasporans. Zanu-PF has been in power since 1980, and indications are that it is expected to rule until a formidable opposition surfaces, or the leadership is toppled in a military coup similar to what happened in 2017. Do Zimbabweans living in the diaspora have any power to bring political change in Zimbabwe? To discuss this issue in detail, we are joined right now by Freedom Alliance Secretary General, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, who lives in South Africa. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. How are you and the listeners?
No, very fine. We also have a political activist, that is Sesu Mobaya. Welcome to the show, Mobaya. How are you?
Thank you, Mr. Ncube.
Yes, how is Michigan?
Michigan is getting warm.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then we've got Mr. Marombe Saitai, who is based in the United States. So let's start with you, Mr. Ncube. What's the power of Zimbabweans living in the diaspora in bringing political change back home?
Mr. Ncube, I didn't get you clearly today. The line there is not all that good yet.
So the question is, what's the power of Zimbabweans living in the diaspora in bringing political change back home? I hope it's now clear.
Okay, yes. The bringing of political change in Zimbabwe by those in the diaspora is a bit of a pipe dream, because people have got into the world running away from the situation that is in Zimbabwe. But to some, it has been rewarding, such that a lot of people now will concentrate on whether they are able to have bread and butter issues as a family. Then they concentrate on that. Then the rest of the political arena will be left again to people that are in Zimbabwe, as it were.
So here we assume that they've got a leaky role in which they can play in changing what is happening home. Mr. Marobeza, welcome to the program, and what's your take on this issue?
Thank you. I would like to probably start by looking at the reasons why most of us and many others in the diaspora, the reasons why we are where we are here. I think it is mainly due to economic and political issues. So most of us, we are here because we are either political or economic refugees. And so that tells us or informs us on the reasons whether we at some point would want to be back home if there is a change or a positive development on those two fronts. But as the situation is on the ground, I think things are getting worse by the day, both economically and politically. And the regime in Harare continues to extend its stronghold and contracting the democratic space for Zimbabweans. So that also means it becomes very difficult for us to even see in the near future any hope of us returning back home. But I know for a fact that the majority of people in the diaspora would prefer to be back home and you know, use their different expertise, experiences, and professional experiences, for that matter, to enhance the well-being of our country and of our people.
Oh, thank you so much, and stay on the line. Ms. Mbaya, why would people living in the diaspora have to necessarily, you know, try to influence their relatives and friends to change the government in power right now? Why can they do that? Do you think they've got any power? Ms. Mobaya, are you there?
Okay, sorry, that question is to me.
Yes, so it's straight for you. Why do you think some of these people want to fight against the sitting government? And do they have any power as diasporans to make any kind of political change back home?
As diasporans, we do not have power to bring that change. We left home, and we don't pay taxes over there, so we cannot bring about any change. As far as I know, if you need to bring about change, you need to be on the ground, at home, vote, and then you can bring about change. But speaking for us in the diaspora, I'm going to look at this in a different way. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. I'm a sister and auntie to everyone. And what I would want to say is we can have a father in a house that is irresponsible, that does not fend for the family. They should. As a mother, are you going to wait for that? Are you going to let your children not go to school? Are you going to send your children without eating because the father is irresponsible? No. You have to do what you have to do as a mother. So that's the way I look at things. And I'm in the diaspora where I get a little bit more that I can use to benefit my people back home. And I think each one of us has a duty to take care of our families back home. Thank you.
So as far as you're concerned, the system is there and is not subject to change at the moment. That's what you're saying, right?
In a few days ago, we hear that the sanctions were removed, which means that our products are going to be on the market just like any other product of any other countries. I hope that's going to bring about the change that we've been looking for.
But apparently those sanctions are still there. It's only that they removed some people and some companies from the list, but the president and others are still on the list. So
as far as I read the documents, the sanctions were removed, although there were three people that were still sanctioned, including the president and Tagwire and whoever. But the sanctions that are hindering our economy were removed. So let us be positive and see how it's going to play out.
We hear you. We shall visit that discussion some other day. Mr. Ncube, back to you now and stay on the line, Ms. Mubaya. So, Mr. Ncube, the opposition is very fragmented. Yes, yeah, so I'm told Mr. Ncube actually dropped. So now go back to Mr. Murombezi. So, Mr. Murombezi, you heard what our sister here, Ms. Mubaya, is saying. Any quick reaction? And to add on to that, you know, is there any political reality that can be brought to Zimbabwe by diasporans? If we have to be honest here, if we want to call a spade, can you change anything as you are right now?
Yes, I would like to correct my sister there. I think to suggest that us in the diaspora, we have no impact to to cause any change back home politically. I think that is a bit far from the truth. Both historically and in the current situation, the liberation struggle succeeded because of external support from friends from across who supported those who were on the ground. Similarly, through the influence that we have, because we have roots back home, that's where most of our family members are, that interaction and encouragement contributes. And we can also talk of financial support. Morally, financially, that can also go a very long way to influence the activities and support the democratic movements back home. Then coming to the issue of the circumstances that are obtaining on the ground, yes, change will come. But people have to understand that this is a revolution that we are in. It is not a quick cup of coffee. Revolutions, by their nature, take time. They evolve. And yes, where we are, people would have wanted us to have accomplished that but yesterday. But again, if you look back, fighting a dictatorship always takes
twists and turns, and we have to be to remain vigilant because it will be a long struggle, just like the liberation struggle that we had. So I would want to encourage those of us who are in the diaspora to continue to support the initiatives that are being done by all the democratic forces back home. The opposition political parties, yes, there have been unfortunate developments that have happened, but we should take that, some of those developments as lessons that we can carry forward and still push to ensure that we democratize our country. We cannot afford in any way to throw away that which belongs to us. Zimbabwe is for us, and we are the ones who have the obligation to do everything that we can, whether we are in Zimbabwe or we are in the diaspora,
to fight. Thank you very much. And we've got Mr. Abusani Nyati, who sent us a message on Facebook. He says, being in the diaspora does not mean we are not contributing. Not paying taxes does not take away our rights as citizens. I think he is making a direct response to Ms. Mubaya. So it's where Uba Wunsanta Ngube. So Uba Yemi Konapo e diaspora. Sesibone leli zama lokhu lalokhu leli zama ukuthi likhande ngapha kwehlule likhande ngalo kwehlule kumele lenzele incubi kwehlula la
into kumele ukuthi siyenze babudube yikuthi singaze saphilela ukuthi ngifuna ifamily umndeni wami kuphela ungananzelela iku through ama remittances imali abantu bayithumela ama families kodwa ekutheni ilizwe likhululeke kungathi kuyasilela kuyafuneka ukuthi abantu bakuzwisise ukuthi ama resources ayafuneka ukuthi khona umzabalazo uye phambili ungakhangela izani into yayenzayo yakunanzelela ukuthi abantu beku diaspora bazancedisa so kuvalwa yonke indawo ukwenzela ukuthi kungancediseki amabandla aphikisa kodwa akakumelanga ukuthi bese sikuvumela khona kuyana kumele ukuthi vele sikubone ukuthi umuntu wenza umsebenzi owemuli yakhe enze lo msebenzi wesizwe okunjengokuthi kufakwe ama-resources amabandla amaningi awakithi imali kawalayo awala muntu owancedisayo kuza kuba yibona laba abakhona phambi ngabasekhaya bazama bangakuzama kwezinye isikhathi kuthe kuyakhontestwa abenelisi ukuthi khona bafilde ama-candidates so kuqakathekile ukuthi uZulu ehlangene abone ukuthi khona i-struggle for democracy aziphonge ubuya mahhara kumele kube khona okufakwayo indibility zibe khona esitsheni.
Yeah, just tend to hold on there. Let's tend to Ms. Mubaya. Ms. Mubaya, in Shona, do you think that maybe these people in the diaspora are wasting time trying to wrestle power from the current government? In Shona, Ms. Mubaya?
We know this is a Zavarkuta or a Vana Putiwangwava. But if you think you nokwanisa kuva nerubetsiro rwatingaite kupa kune vanhu vangakwanisa kuti vange vachindorwisa hurumende yedu iripo asi inini handibvumirani navo inini ndinoti inini hurumende yanga yakasungirwa zvino ende tinoramba haindizive kuti sei tichiramba kuti hurumende yanga yakasungirwa zvino kati isusu tadii kuti timboona kubva kubviswa kwaitwa masanctions kuti zvichava zvinge zvakamira sei isusu vari kudiaspora tinokwanisa kuti tirambe tichibetsera hama dzedu kumusha kuti dzinge dzichirarama nemaconditions maconditions atiri kupuhwaya nevamwe vanhu vari kwavari ndichida kungonoti a little bit nyeurirei pakuti manyika dzakakura sedzakaita sedzanaamerica idzi izvezvi izvi ndiri kufunda klasi yeanthropology matiri kufundiswa isusu kuti nhingirikini murimi akarima chibage chake chozopedzisira chamusupermarket chinopfuura nemastages akawanda in the process mari ichiwanda murimi anopuwa dhora asi pokupedzisira chibage chinonotengeswa $10 tadi kuti tive nema fair trading systems ekuti murimi abadarwe semabadarirwo end product kwekupedzisira kwechain. Dzinyika idzi dzinotibatirira hatidi kubvuma takabatirirwa nedzinyika idzi. Handiziye kusei tichisingade kupatarisa ipapo nekupabvuma. Ndopatinofanwa kuti tirwise ipapo kuti tikwanise kupuhawo tienzaniswowo nevamwe ne the rest of the world kuti kana uchinge wakabata goridhi rako ngaribhadharwe mubhadharwo chaiwo chaiwo, kwete kuti vari pamusoro ndo vanonoita sei vanobhenefita kunyanya asi muridzi wegold asinganyanyobhenefita kunyanya. So ndiri kungoti inini zvangu beno taita sei tapfungwa pamwe chete tati isusu kune hurumende yekumusha kwedu tadi takumbira some systems akati to the rest of the world.
Yeah, let me take a caller. Thank you so much, Ms. Mubaya. Stay on the line. We're going to call her. I think that caller is from South Africa. Unjani mlaleli kuna hapo lapha kona? Hello, mlaleli unjani?
Ngiyaphila njalo.
Ngiyaphila mfowethu, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma noFarah Isibanda kumahlambo.
Yebo, kunjani khona ngapho basekhulu?
Hayi, lapha ngikhona kuRight Fera then.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Ubona njani khona ukuthi abantu abahlala e-diaspora bangakukhula ukwenzakala eZimbabwe ukuthi batshintshe ezombusazo kwenzakala khonokho? Kumbe lapho siyazixoxela nje.
Angizwa kahle aba noma inetwork.
Oh yeah, so abantu abahlala phandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe balakho yini ukuthi benze kube lomehluko kule Zimbabwe kwezombusazwe? Kumbe lapha nje sisengezimithiyo nje.
Ya, kungenzeka kube nomehluko kuba abantu uma bengasuka bengasekhandi kuzisilisa ngasekhandi.
Ye, ifoni yakho iyaqumeka mani, angikwazi ukuhamba njani. Wothi ndizakufonela futhi back khona ngapho uyiqume ifoni yakho. Ndizakufonela baba, iyaqumeka nje. Yes, so thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes, so yes, back to Mr. Marombeza. Your last word about the actual political change that you want in Zimbabwe. Just 30 seconds.
Ya zvatiri kutarisira kuti zvishanduke muZimbabwe matongerwe paite hurumende inosarudzwa nevanhu, kwete hurumende inopinda pachigaro neutsotsi nekudzvinyirira vanhu. Tinoda kuti paite vatungamiri vane muono wekugadzirisa mamiriro eupfumi hwenyika kuti nyika yedu igokwanisa kuwana pundutso inoraramisa ruzhinji rweZimbabwe. Tine zvicherwa, tine manatural resources akawandisa ekuti hatifanirwe kunge tirisu tiri kutaurwa kunzi isu tine the highest inflation in the world, nekuita the highest percentage of unemployment. Isu tine zvikwanisiro zviripo senyika zvinofanira kunge zvichitibatsira. Corruption yakakwirisa zvakanyanya, ndofunga nyaya dzimwe dzamuri kunzwa. Hurumende ine makoronyera apinda mukati anopfachura mari dzavanoba kubva kune makambani ehurumende
vachiita matenda
anenge asina kumira zvakanaka. Saka tiri kuda kuti pagadziriswe, tiri kuda hurumende chaiyo yevanhu inozadzisa zvinhu zvevanhu kwete zvevashoma.
Yeah, so we're going to go back to Ms. Mumbaya and Mr. Mube, but time is out, unfortunately. Thank you all and join us on Live Talk next time. That brings us to the end of the show. Signing off from Washington, D.C. and keep streaming. Good night.